81 in the White Book.
Oh. wonderful stories in the Gospel of John. And the boys, as you know, are learning about the I Ams in the Gospel of John. There are seven of them. And there are also some stories, some miracles that Jesus did. And they're instructive. The healing of the blind man, the water turned into wine. On and on, you've got stories in John 11, Lazarus being raised from the dead. And at the end of the Gospel, at the end of the story, it says, or at the end of the Gospel of John, it says, "These things are written unto you, that you might believe." What things? Well, the things that are written in the Gospel of John. You've all read that Gospel. You've all read it many times. And those things that you find contained in there are written so that you might believe. Believe what? Believe everything that you just read. That you might believe, and in believing you have life through His name. And the Lord always calls upon us to put our faith in Him, to trust Him. It's not always easy. Sometimes our faith doesn't reach. I don't know if you found that. We can say the words and we know that we don't really believe them. We know we really can't really stretch that far. We don't have that faith to believe Him. And the man in the Bible was like that too. And I'm glad his story is included. When he said, "Lord, I believe, but Lord, help my unbelief. There's a part of me that's having a hard time with this, but Lord, I want to, but Lord, you help me. You help me to believe you. You help me to trust you and put my faith and my confidence." That was, I guess, the redemption of Abraham. He believed the promise of God. Romans says he didn't stagger at that promise through unbelief, but he counted God faithful, the God who promised it. And the more we get to know our God, the more He reveals Himself to us, the more we read in the Scriptures the stories of what He's done, the more we let those words grip us and get into our hearts. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing comes by the Word of God. And as we meditate on those stories and meditate on the Word of God and ask the Lord to give us that faith to believe Him, those words that we just sang, I think you realize where that story comes from. When we sang the first verse, I thought, well, we're getting two stories mixed up. I mean, not really mixed up. They belong together. But in that first verse of what we sang, I thought of what Brother Peter's told us twice. The last words that Jesus said, "All power is given to me in heaven and on earth." And you sang about that in the first stanza of the song we just sang. All power in heaven, all power on earth is given to Him. For who? For the flock of His love. Who's the flock of His love? Yeah, you. All power in earth, all power in heaven is given to Him. Not for Him, but for you. And He wants to give power to the faint. To those that have no might, He wants to increase strength. He wants us to believe Him. And Mary and Martha had a hard time in John 11. Lazarus is dead. And Lord, if you had been here, my brother wouldn't have died. And Jesus said, "No, I'm here now. And I am the resurrection and the life. And he that believeth on me, though he were dead, yet shall he live." Do you believe that? Well, I know that one day my brother's going to rise again. Yeah, I know. One day your brother will rise, but we're not talking about one day. We're talking about today. And I have all power in heaven and on earth. I can raise the dead. I can heal the blind. I can command, and I can do and perform. And that power that's been given to me has been given to me for my flock. Not so that necessarily we can do, why the power has been given to you to live victoriously over sin. Jesus has power for you to walk with Him in white. And that power is for you and for me tonight. And there are so many exceeding great and precious promises. And we read that they're given to us, why? That we might be, what's the next word? Exceeding great and precious promises that you might be partakers. You know what a partaker is? Forget about the par. Just concentrate on the taker. Be a taker. Take all that He has for you. And He's given you His word. and he's given you his promise. And then he says, just believe it. Would you please believe what I say? Would you please believe my word? I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Believe me, I can do that. There's power for you. There's power for you to please and live for him in whatever the needs might be. Sickness, sin, disease, all power is given to him for the flock of his love. And he's given me promises that go along with those, with that power. And I can be a partaker, partaking his divine nature. Oh, what wonderful promises we have. So many of them in this book that we read called the Bible. I don't know how many there are. Some of them, they're just the names of Jesus, the names of God are really promises. This is who he is. He's Jehovah Rapha. He's all that I need. He will provide. He'll provide for me when I don't have provision. And he'll find it somewhere. I don't know how, but he's not without resource. And he'll come up with it somehow or other. Just trust him. Just trust him. Just believe him. Believe his promises. Don't stagger at them, but count him faithful. Well, there's a song in our books. It's 100, number 161. And it's a standing on the promises of God. I'm standing on the promises of God, my Savior. And I don't know which ones you're standing on tonight. I don't know which ones you're holding before him. But every one of them has been given to him for the flock of his love to share in what it is he's able to perform and able to do. So let's sing together. 161. Before, and I'm going to do it again now. I can remember doing it here at camp, maybe last year, maybe the year before, and I can actually remember what some of you said. Maybe you don't remember what you said. I'll remind you if you need me to. And maybe I can't remember everyone, but I asked the question. I said, what promise are you standing on? What promise from the Word? Now, I don't want a poem. I don't want a story. I don't want you to tell me about your family history. I want to know something from the Bible that's a promise. A promise. I don't want you to quote your favorite scripture verse. I want to know what a promise is that maybe you're standing on. Maybe it's the same one that you told me 2 years ago, but maybe there's another one, one that now currently you're holding that promise before God. I'm believing, Lord, this is your promise to me that I've been holding on to. Now, we should be doing that. We should be claiming the promises of God. And they do change. The ones that you're standing on and holding on to might change from year to year, from week to week. Or there may be one that you've been holding on to the last 60 years of your life. I don't know, but I wonder if anybody here tonight would be willing to say, this is the promise that I'm believing for, that I'm holding on to. Is there anybody that has one? Yes.
I'm standing on the promise that for me and my house will serve the Lord.
Amen. As for me and my house, Joshua said, we're going to serve the Lord. And I believe that, Lord. I'm trusting you to bring that to pass. And I don't know about our sister Jody's house, but maybe your house doesn't look so good. Maybe it doesn't look like it's working too well. Maybe you've been holding on to that promise for umpteen years now, and it doesn't look good tonight. But hold on to the promise and stagger not at the promise, because he has all power in heaven and on earth, and he's able to do exceeding abundantly above what we could ask or think. Anybody else got a promise? Brother Frank.
It's 2 Peter 1 from 3 to 11.
Well, that's a lot of promise. Can you sum it up?
Exceeding precious promises, we're partaking of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that's in the world through life. I'll just say it fast. Add to your faith virtue, into virtue knowledge, into knowledge temperance, into temperance godliness, into godliness brotherly kindness, love. If these things are in you and abound, then make it neither be barren nor fruitful, and knowledge of the Lord Savior Jesus Christ. For he that lacks these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and forgotten that his virtue is all sin. This is the one. But he that doeth these things shall never fall. If you pursue these things, an abundant entrance shall be ministered unto you in the everlasting kingdom.
Hallelujah.
Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. I don't know if you all heard what Brother Frank was saying, but yes, I'm not going to try to repeat all those promises and those verses. But thank God we can go on. We can go deeper. We can grow in grace. We can know him better. I don't want to steal your promise, so let me be quiet. Anybody else?
Healing.
He heals all my diseases. Forget not all his benefits. And included in the benefits, he forgives. I don't want to steal your promise. He heals all your diseases. Brother Paul.
I will never leave you or forsake you.
Oh, wonderful promise.
Let them all rejoice.
That's good to do, yes. And put their trust in him as they rejoice and believe him. Anybody else? Yes, Elliot.
Two of them asking, you shall receive.
Uh-oh. Only one? Go ahead, two. Two's good. Two's okay.
No, it would make sense. So asking, you shall receive. Seeking, you shall find. Knocking, the door shall be opened. And in Jeremiah, you shall seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart.
Amen. Amen. What wonderful words. Wonderful. Yes, Sister Colin.
Seek his kingdom and his righteousness first. All these things will be given to you abundantly. Oh,
yes. Amen. Matthew 6. Anybody else? Yeah.
This is a promise that God gave me. My grace is sufficient for you. My strength is made perfect in your
weakness. Amen. Amen. And the rest of that verse, got to keep that in there too. My grace is sufficient for you. My strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I glory in my infirmity, that his power may rest upon us. And he will, and he's faithful. Thank God. Anybody else? I keep looking this way. Yes, Bouchon.
The Lord is my shepherd.
That's too simple. Can you get more wonderful than that, though? The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Anyone else? Yes, Katie.
Underneath me are the everlasting
arms. Underneath are the everlasting arms. Thank God. Let me look this way. You got more? No more. We're done.
Love.
Yes. Oh.
Yeah. Love never fails.
Love never fails. Sister Min.
There is hope in your future, declares the Lord, and your children shall come back to their own country.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Standing on the promises of God. Anybody else? Yes,
for there is no other name under heaven given to the mankind by which we must be saved.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Brother George.
God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble.
Amen. Amen. I don't want to cut anybody off, so yes, Brother Steve.
All things work together for good.
Wow.
We love God and we're called according to his purpose.
Hard to believe that sometimes, but it's true. It's true. And we may not understand the all things working together for good now, and we may never understand it in this life, but one day we'll understand. All things work together for good. Well, let me stop there. Let me not. Anybody else?
Psalm 91.
The whole psalm?
I love the psalm where it says, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in whom I trust.
Amen. Amen. Somebody else? We've exhausted about 1% of the ones that are in the Bible.
The whole Bible.
So Sister Elsie, I'm sorry. Yeah, he's begun a good work, and he's going to finish the work that he's begun. And he's faithful who promised, who also will do it. Amen. Amen. Yes, Sister Marion.
He shall lead me into the path of righteousness for his name's sake.
Oh, he's stealing your... Oh, okay, yes. Paths of righteousness. Sister Esther.
I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength.
Yeah. I stopped saying I can't when I found out that he could. And he's able. Thank God for his strength. Yes,
Hans von Wadbogel said, the hardest place to show love is in the home. I stand on the promise, in my home, there's enough love to keep us married for 34 years.
Amen. And I hope for 35 and 36 and on and on. Praise the Lord. He's faithful. Anybody else? Again, yes?
My word does not come back void.
Accomplish the purpose for which I've sent it. Amen. Amen. Am I hearing more or seeing more hands? Oh, this way? Oh, I'm sorry. Yes?
Psalm 103:13, as a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on his people.
Yeah, I'm glad for that too. Yes, he has compassion like a father on his children. Praise the Lord. Well, now we got 1.1% of all the promises in the Bible. And you'll find, I think you'll find that there'll be a time in your life where you'll need every one of them. You'll need to stand on every one of them. And they're all given to the flock of his love. And he has all the power to perform them. And so let's, by the grace of God, take the help that we need. As our sister said, Lord, I don't know that I can believe you, but I want to, and I will by your grace. You have strength to help me in my weakness, to make me strong. And Lord, I pray that you'll help every one of us to take the strength that there is to believe and to trust and to stand on the promises of God. We're up to the fourth verse. It's 161 if you've closed your book. Let's sing stanza number 4 and 5. Standing on the promises of Christ the Lord,
founded in eternally by God's strong Lord, overcoming hell with the Spirit's sword, standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Thank you. thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord Jesus. We have a song tonight, Brother George and Sister Liz.
The song is called Teach Me Thy Way, O Lord. Teach me thy way, O Lord, teach me thy way. Thy guiding grace afford, teach me thy way. Help me to walk aright, more by faith, less by sight. Lead me with heavenly light, teach me thy way. When I am sad at heart, teach me thy way. When earthly joys depart, teach me thy way. In hours of loneliness, in times of dire distress, in failure or success, teach me thy way. When doubts and fears arise, teach me thy way. When storms o'erspread the skies, teach me thy way. Shine through the cloud and rain, through sorrow, toil, and pain. Make thou my pathway plain, teach me thy way. Long as my life shall last, teach me thy way. Where'er my lot be cast, teach me thy way. Until the race is run, until the journey's done, until the crown is won, teach me thy way.
Amen. Amen. Yes, Lord. Amen. Teach us, Lord. Teach us, Lord. Teach me, oh Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Teach me your way, Lord. Hallelujah. Lead us in your path. and teach us, for thou art the God of our salvation. On thee do we wait all the day, David prayed. And Lord, we echo his prayer tonight in the song that has just been prayed and sung. Lord, it's our desire that you lead us in the hard times, in the places we don't understand. Help us to learn. Help us to be taught by thee all the way through our lives until the end of our journey. Teach us your way. Lead us in your path, Lord, and teach us. Our eyes are upon you, and we wait to hear your call and your will and your way. So, Lord, thank you. Thank you, dear Lord, that you're a good teacher. Help us to be good students and to learn our lessons. In your precious name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. All the way, my Savior leads me. What have I to ask beside?
Thank you.
trust you. Teach us to lean harder upon your word. Teach us how to trust you, Lord. Teach us how to take, O Lord. Dear Lord, dear Jesus. Oh, dear Lord Jesus. Lord, there's so much that you purchased. So much territory and ground that we haven't yet laid claim to. Teach us how to do that, Lord. Teach our fingers to fight, our hands to war. Teach us to put our feet down on those promises and that ground that it's already been purchased with your blood. Lord, it's already done. Every place the sole of your foot treads on, it's yours. But Lord, we don't know how to do that well. But you teach us, Lord. Dear Lord, guide and teach us and lead us and direct us. Dear Lord, that we might be partakers. Lord, that we might experience what it is that you've provided for us to the fullest extent. Lord, we've begun, we've seen your goodness, and we've experienced the promises of God in our lives. We're not strangers to what you can do, but Lord, it just whets our appetite, oh, for grace to trust you more. And so, Lord, where I'm slow and I don't get it and I don't see it, I don't know how, oh, Lord, help me, teach me, Lord, teach me, lead me, direct me. Oh, Lord, and take away the unbelief, take away the staggering, the double-mindedness, whatever it might be, Lord. Help me, oh God, to trust you and believe you more, just to simply believe Jesus and the promises of God. Do that for all of us, Lord. Do that for every one of my brothers and sisters, Lord. Help us, oh Lord. Take grace from you tonight out of your fullness. The grace that's available, the help that you offer to us, teach us, help us, Lord, that we might indeed partake. In your name we pray. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, help us. Help us, O Lord. Dear Lord, to see you, to see the victory. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're able, Lord. We trust you. We believe you, Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him. How I I'm so Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, you want to, Lord, you will. Jesus, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory, glory. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Strengthen that faith. Strengthen our sight of yourself. Oh, Lord, that we might see you. Open our eyes, oh, Lord. Dear Jesus, help us. Help us, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.